Thursday, the 7th of April, Chof Ches Ador Base, Rebbe Zalman Krasnow, tea and crumpets.
Morning. I want to apologize for the name for those of you that expected refreshments. There's a famous story with the Beis Halevi that I had already found documented with his son, Reb Chaim. So already we have a machlokes who the story happened with, but predominantly it seems that it was the Beis Halevi. A lady comes to the Beis Halevi, Erev Yantif, Erev Pesach, and asks the following query. She doesn't have any money, and she cannot afford to buy wine for the Arva Kaisis for the Lel HaSeder. Can she use milk for the 4 cups of wine Pesach night? The Beis Halevi listens to the question, he goes into a study, takes out a significant sum of money, gives it to the lady, and sends her on her way. His wife, after the lady leaves, turns to the Beis Halevi and says that the amount that you gave her was much more than what's necessary to buy some wine. Why is that? So the Beis Halevi answered, if a lady is coming to ask if she could use milk for the Dalal Kaisis, obviously she doesn't have money to buy meat for the Lel Seder either. So in her question, I understood that she was lacking more of the basic necessities for Lel Seder. So not only did I give her money for the wine, I also gave her money to buy meat. Now let's assume that the Beis Halevi didn't have that money to give this lady. What would the halacha be regarding Lel Seder to make Dal Kaisis on milk or perhaps another version of Chamar Medina? So the sugya finds itself in Psachim Daf Kuf Zayin Amar Aleph, a very interesting sugya. Perag Arvei Psachim. The Gemara relates a story that Amemar came to the town of Mar Yunuka and Mar Kishisha, the sons of Reb Chizda. Ikla Amemar La'asrin, V'loi Havanon Chaka. He came to our town, and Matzah Shabbos, we did not have any wine to offer him to make Havdalah. Aisinu Le'Shichra, we brought him beer. Now the Rashbam points out that this beer that we're talking about is Sheikhar Tumarim. It's beer that's made out of dates. And Rashi says it earlier, and that Membe is also, that the beer of Bizman HaGemara was date beer. But that's not so crucial right now at this stage. So we brought him beer, V'lay Avdol, he didn't make Avdolah. Ubas Tavas, he went to sleep fasting, which is based on a pasuk in Daniel. Ubas Tavas, he went to sleep fasting. Lamacha, the following morning, Sunday morning, Tarachna, V'aisinu Lechamra, we bothered ourselves, we found wine, and he made Avdolah. The time, and then he ate. So he went to bed fasting because he only had beer. And they brought him wine the next morning. The next year, Lashanosu Iklul Asrin, he came back to our town. And once again, Loi Havalon Chamer, we did not have wine for him on Matzah Shabbos to make Avdolah. Aisina Shichro, we brought him beer. Omar, Amemar said, E Hachi, if so, that this is the second year that they have brought me beer to make Avdolah with, Chamar Medinahu. We see that this is the wine of the country. And Avdil Vitoyamini, I will make Avdol on it, and then I could eat. The Gemara learns out various halachas from this story. Then the Gemara poses a question. This story was all about Havdalah. Boy Mine Ravuna Meir Chizda, Mahu Le Kiddushay Ashikra. What about making Kiddush on beer? So the Gemara says, Amr Lahu Rav Chizda, Hachi Amar Rav. Halach of the Shem Rav, Kishem She'ein Mekachin, just like you can't make Kiddush on Chamar Medina, Kach Ein Mavdilin Allah. So too, you cannot make Havdalah on Chamar Medina. That is B'Shem Rav. Itmar Nami, Amar Tachlifa Baravimi, Amar Shmuel. Shmuel likewise says, Kishem She'ein Mekachin Allah, Kach Ein Mavdilin Allah. So both Rav and Shmuel, regarding the question of whether or not one can make Kiddush on beer, both say you cannot make Kiddush on beer, and you also cannot make Havdalah on beer. Now, How do we paskin? This is the end of the Gemara. The Gemara brings a story with Hameimar regarding Havdalah, that he did make Havdalah on Chamar Medina, but both Rabbi Shmuel paskin regarding Kiddush that one cannot make, and they codify it, Keshem Shein Mekachin, Kach Ein Mavdila. So the Rambam in Hilchos Shabbos, Perek Chof Tes, Halacha Yud Zayin, says the following, Medina Sheroiv Yena Sheikhar, a country that its main drink is predominantly beer, even though it's possible for Kiddush, the Rambam holds that one cannot make Kiddush on Chamar Medina. However, Zok the Rambam, Mutter Lahavdala Lov, Hoyl Vahu Chamar Medina. So the Rambam paskins that one is allowed to make Havdalah on Chamar Medina, but Kiddush not. That is the Shita of the Rambam. Comes along the Rosh on that Gemara, Daf Kuv Zayin, Arvei Pesachim, and in Simen Yud Zayin, he says that one is allowed to make Kiddush and Havdalah on Chamar Medina. Obviously, it's preferable if he has wine to use wine, but one would be allowed to make Kiddush. Now, we just said it, the Rambam says you can't make Kiddush. So what's this machlekes? So the Rosh says a fascinating thing. He says, we only find two shittas in the Gemara. We find the story of Ammeimar, who made Havdalah on Chamar Medina. And we find Shitas Rav and Shmuel who say that one cannot make Kiddush or Havdalah on Chamar Medina. The Rambam paskins a Shita, which is neither here nor there. He says you could make Havdalah, but you can't make Kiddush. Zok the Rosh, if everybody agrees, including the Rambam, that one could make Havdalah on Chamar Medina, so then Rav and Shmuel's statement of Kishem She'ein Mekadshim, Kachin Mavdilin, is not Oizka Havdalah Halacha. So therefore the Rosh says, we're not Meshuvah to the Shita of the Rambam, and one is allowed to make Kiddush on Chamar Medina. Zok the Rosh, another teretz, to explain his Halacha. The Rashbam, when he explains the sugya of the Gemara on Kuv Zayin, of Rav Huna Shaila, Boyminei Rav Huna Meb Chizda, Mahu LeKiddush HaShifra, what is Halacha regarding making Kiddush? The Rashbam says, Mahu LeKiddush HaShifra, and I quote, B'mokam She'ein Yayin. The Rashbam learns that the Shaila was, where there's no wine, and beer is the Chamar Medina, can you make Kiddush on beer? Zot the Rosh, we don't have to learn the Gemara like the Rashbam. We could learn that the Gemara Shaila was where beer is not the Chamar Medina, in a country where they don't drink beer. That was where the Shaila was, and that was where Rav and Shmuel both said that you can't make Kiddush or Havdalah. But in a country where beer would be Chamar Medina, then you would be. And it's interesting, this is not only the Shita of the Rosh, Tosfos on the Amud beforehand, and Kovav on the base, says that we could learn the Gemara on Kuv Zayin that it's talking about where it's not Chamar Medina, not like the Rashbam. And then, la'alocha, in a place where it would be Chamar Medina, you would be allowed to make Kiddush and Havdalah. So that is the Rosh's approach. So far we have a machlokes between the Rambam and the Rosh, that the Rambam holds you could make Havdalah on Chamar Medina, and the Rosh says that one could even make Kiddush on Chamar Medina. What does the Rif hold? When we're going to come to halacha, the derech ha-psak of the Torah is, and the Shulchan Aruch, they look at the shittas generally of the Rambam, the Rif, and the Rosh, and from there they'll take usually the majority ha-psak of those Rishonim and Paskin. So far we have machlokes, the Rambam and the Rosh. What does the Rif say? So the Agoyis Maimonis quotes the Rif that the Rif holds lechumra like the Rambam, that one cannot make Kiddush on Chamar Medina. The problem is that if you look in the Rif, high and low, you won't find such a Rif. The Rif does not bring down in Arvei Pesachim this halacha of Chamar Medina. However, the Shultei HaGiborim in Arvei Pesachim on that Gemara, he does say something. Nois Aleph on Taf Chav Beis and Mebeis, he says as follows. Va'al HaSheikha, regarding beer, Af Al Pishu Chamar Medina, Nira Midivei Rabbeinu, it appears from the Rif, the Ein Mekatshin Alof, that you cannot make Kiddush on Chamar Medina. Why? Shaharei Hishmid Dinan. Zok the Shulta Egibarim, from the fact that the Rif left out the halacha of Chamar Medina, we see that the Shulta of the Rif is that one cannot use Chamar Medina. Amnam HaTor Pasak, the Mekatshin Alof Upalak. Tor argues on the Rif and he holds that you could. So the Rif himself doesn't say anything. The Shulta Egibarim suggests that the Rif holds, like the Rambam, that one cannot use Chamar Medina for Kiddush because he doesn't bring down this halacha. Now, according to what we explained beforehand, we have the Rambam and the Rif against the Rosh. So the Torah technically should paskin like the Roiv Deis in Rishayim, that one cannot use Chamar Medina for Kiddush. The problem is that the Torah in Siman Reish Ayin Beis paskins like the Rosh, like his father the Rosh. It's true, he does quote the Rambam who is Chaylik, but the Halacha paskins that one could use Chamar Medina. So how are we going to explain why the Torah is going to paskin like the Rosh as opposed to the Roiv Shitas Rishayim? So one easy approach is that the Rosh in Siman Yud Zayin, when he codifies the Gemara in Arvei Pesachim about Chamar Medina, he writes the following lashon: the Roiv Hagyoinim Hiskimu Shemekachin Al Hashechar Hechad Havi Chamar Medina. The Rosh, when he says the Halacha, not like the Rambam, he says Roiv Hagyoinim hold that you could make Kiddush on Chamar Medina. So perhaps the Torah is going to pass him like the Rosh, because he holds that it's true that the Rif and the Rambam hold that one cannot, but the Rosh says that Rav HaGoyim hold like that. So he's not Meshubid to the Shita of the Rambam and the Rif, because Rav HaGoyim already hold like the Rosh. That would be an easy way out. Another answer is that we explain that the Rif doesn't say what he holds, Lagabe Chamar Medina. It's true that Agoyis Maimonides quotes the Rif that he holds like the Rambam that one cannot use Chamar Medina for Kiddush, but the Rif himself doesn't say it. The Shilti HaGibarim says, from the fact that the Rif left it out, we see that he holds the Chumrah. Perhaps the Torah will argue on that Shilti HaGibarim, and he will say that no, the Rif doesn't hold like the Rambam. What the Rif holds, we don't know. So then it'll remain a machlokes between the Rambam who says one cannot use Chamar Medina for Kiddush, and the Rosh who says you could, and the Torah passes like his father the Rosh, that one could use Chamar Medina. Let's fast forward to Hilchos Pesach for a minute. In Siman Tov Pei Gimel, Rama says, "There's halacha. What about somebody who doesn't have wine for the four cups?" Zok the Rama, somebody who does not have yayin for Lel Seder, he can use Chamar Medina like the shita of the Rosh who holds that for Kiddush one can use Chamar Medina, not like the Rambam. Now, what is the gather of Chamar Medina? How are we going to classify Chamar Medina, which will have practical nafkaminas as a regarding what exactly Chamar Medina is? So the Rashbam on that Gemara in Daf Kuf Zayin says, Chamar Medina is Ein Yayin Acher Ba'ir Hazais. There is no wine in this city besides for the beer that the Gemara is talking about. So according to the Rashbam, if you have a city that doesn't have wine, then the main staple, the drink that they use, will be considered Chamar Medina, and in that Gemara it was Sheikha. The Drisha quotes the Ravia, who says, not like the Rashbam, it's not Tali in the city in the ear, rather it's Tali in the Hagmonia, in the governor, in the district. Because the Lashon of the Gemara is Chamar Medina, it's Tali in the country, it's not Tali in the city. So you can have a much larger country that will have wine in it, but a specific city that won't. So the Ravya says it's not totally in the ear, it's totally in the Medina, in the Hagmanya. The Magen Avram says, another Shita, that it depends if there is wine to be had within a 24-hour radius of that city. If you can get wine in the Mahalach of going one day, then you're required to get wine, and if not, then it'll be called Chamar Medina. So far we have the Rashbam, the Drisha, quoting the Ravya, and the Magen Avram. The Shulchan Aruch Rav says, and this is Lashon, the Hainu Derech Roiv Anshei Ha'ir, the Derech of most of the people in the city, is Likvoya Seudasan Al Hashecha Roishar Mashkin. Chamar Medina is, if most of the people, when they sit down to a meal, this is what they are going to drink as their drink. The Halachas Kitanis in Chelek Aleph Simintas has a Shaila. What about, somebody asks him, using coffee for Chamar Medina? And his lashon is as follows. He says, "Masha nishal mekachin al kafe loy me chokhma." He doesn't like this question. He said it's not a clever question. She'ein lekadish ela al Chamar Medina de marve umishaker dum yodiyayin. Zok halachas ketanis that Chamar Medina has to be intoxicating. It has to be alcoholic. There's no mishaker in the Chamar Medina. That's not called Chamar Medina, and therefore Halachas Ketanis says, regarding coffee, which we'll get back to later, coffee cannot be considered Chamar Medina because it does not have this mila of Mishaker, which the Yayin definitely has, and Huadin, the beer of the Gemara, also will have this Maila of being Meshaka. Hold your horses. The Beis Yosef is not Mashma like this Halachas Ketanis, because the Beis Yosef says that one could use Sheikhar or Shar Mashkin, other types of drinks, for Hamar Medina. Now, what does the Beis Yosef mean to say? He means to say is that we don't need to have this inherent Maila that it is alcoholic. It could be Sheikhar or other Mashkin that are similar, that they are byproducts of Tmarim or other fruits, other pears, which don't necessarily have the intoxicating factor. So this Halachas Ketanis is a big chiddush. Now all of you ask, very good, what about grape juice? Because you all know there's a halacha in Siman Reish Ayin Beis Siv Beis that says that Seichet Adam Eshkol Shalan Adam, a person can take grapes straight from the vine, squeeze them, take that byproduct, and use it for Kiddush. And there it doesn't have the Maila of being Meshaker. So often the halacha, not like the halachas Ketanis. But L'chor, there's a very simple answer. You're right, of course, one could use grape juice according to most Shittas for Kiddush. And it does have this din of yayin. What's the difference? Grapes, mitzad atzmusam, turn into wine. It ferments, and the fermentation process of the grapes gives it its alcohol content. If you take grapes and you don't allow it to ferment, then it doesn't become alcoholic. But this inherently is yayin. This is yayin migita, it's straight from the press, but this is the definition of the Torah's yayin. Chamar Medina is something that we want to say, in lieu of wine of the Torah, we'll say that this has the capabilities and the qualities of yayin. So there it has to be the standard yayin of the Torah intoxicates. So therefore, Chamar Medina has to be, according to Halachas Ketanis, intoxicating. But grape juice doesn't have to come on to the din of Chamar Medina that is similar to wine, because it is in itself wine, just in the earlier stage. So that, therefore, the halacha of grape juice is not shver on the halacha of Ketanis. Machtzis HaShekel quotes Tshuvas Nachla Shiva, Simin Lamed Hei, and he's talking about making Kiddush Shabbos morning on Brunfin. I'll read you his Lashon. The Tshuvas Nachla Shiva, Simin Lamed Hei, Kosov, Da'afilu B'mokim De'loi Havi Yayin Sarav. Yayin Sarav is the Lashon Kiddush version of Brunfin, of whiskey, even in a place where Yayin Saraf is not Chamar Medina, Mutter Lekadosh Olav B'Shachris, Kiven the Kiddush Shachris Ein Le El Mishum Hekeira, Loi Be'inan Shia Chamar Medina. The Nachla Shiva says that Shabbos morning, well, this is really a sugya in and of itself, one can use whiskey for Kiddush, even though it might be in a locality where it does not have a din of Chamar Medina, because Kiddush Shabbos morning, you don't even need to have Chamar Medina. Now, the Mishnah Berurah argues on this in Siman Reish Pei Tes, Sifka and Tes. He quotes a whole list of Achreinim in the Shaar Tzion that argue on this Nachla Shiva. So the Halacha, it's not so pashut, this Nachla Shiva. But he says that even in a place where it doesn't have a din of Chamar Medina, Yayin Saraf, you could use it Shabbos morning for Kiddush. Now, very interesting, the Hemshech L'Matzel Shekel, he quotes a Sefer Yidei Moshe, a Pirush on Medrash Rabbah, who wants to bring a Raya B'Shem Gadol Echad, that Yayin Saraf is not called a Mashke, and it's only the Zeya, the Shvitz, the sweat of the barley, whatever it's made out of, and perhaps then it won't be fit for Kiddush. And he brings a Raya from a Medrash. The Medrash says that Klal Yisrael are compared to oil. What's the mile of oil? Mashem and oila al kol hamashkin. If you take two liquids and you mix it together, one of them will be oil. Oil will rise to the top. Ma Yisrael, mashem and oila al kol hamashkin. Right, Zeloymar, and titein shemen al kol hamashkin, Hashem and Sof. The mile of the oil will flow to the top. Kein Yisrael yalu al kol umayso oil. And Zok, the Sefer Yidei Moshe, ubiyayin saraf, if you'll take whiskey, im noisein l'toichei shemen, if you'll put oil in the whiskey, hashemen shekeya l'mata, the only liquid that when you mix with oil, that the oil will flow to the bottom, zokta yidei Moshe, is yayin saraf. V'imkein, al karchach eina b'chal mashkin. It's not called a mashke, it's only called zeya, according to the Medrash. The Machzor Shekel says, L'maisa, ein l'meidin halacha mipi agoda, this is only a medrash, so we can't paskin halacha based on it, but according to this medrash, one would not be able to use yayin saraf because it wouldn't be able to be called a mashka. So last night I did a little bit of an experiment. I took some Johnny Walker, the world's most popular whiskey, and I'm not getting paid. And I mixed it with some olive oil, and lo and behold, the olive oil stayed on top. The whiskey floated to the bottom. So I don't know what the Sifri de Moshe is talking about. Perhaps he had a different type of whiskey, but maybe that's not the Efsher. I don't know if people used to drink that, but Johnny Walker definitely wasn't. So not only that, Ein Lemedim Pi'alocha, but you could do your own experiment when you get home. It's practically not true.
Who says you have to make kiddush on something which is doima liyisrael?
No, it has to be a mashke. And he wants to say is that the Medrash says that shemen and klal yisrael are comparable. That the shemen is always on top. Every mashke, there's not a mashke in the world that will go on top of the shemen. But he's saying that if you do it, the whiskey will go on top. So then it must be it's not a mashke. In turn, then you can't use it for kiddush. So that is stam an interesting side point of the Matzah Shekel. Rav Moshe in Ikras Moshe Arachayim Chelik Bei Simin Ayin Hei, he says another taich in Chamar Medina, that Chamar Medina is something that you don't drink to quench your thirst. Chamar Medina is something that you are mechabed the Suda or Archum. If you have a guest and you want to mechabed them with a drink, you give them a chash of a drink. That drink will be Chamar Medina. It's not that you ran a marathon and you come home and you're very thirsty, so you take something to quench your thirst. It's something that you'll be mechabed the Suda or Archa. So these are various explanations on what Chamar Medina is. So lahalacha, let's start off with beer. The Chazon Ish, when he came to Eretz Yisrael, he said that one could use beer as Chamar Medina. A couple of years later, he was Chayzer. He says he sees that the Derech of Bnei Adam in Eretz Yisrael is not to drink beer at a normal amount like they would in Europe. And therefore, Chazon Ish said in Eretz Yisrael, beer is no longer Chamar Medina. From this in Karelets, in Chodshani, Paskins like Chazon Ish, not much of a Chiddush, and he says that beer does not have the quality of Chamar Medina in Eretz Yisrael. Yerushalayim Zalman Orbach, in Halicha Shleima, in Hilchas Bein HaMetzarim, says that Avada beer is considered Chamar Medina, and he says an interesting point, that there's two types of beer. There's what's called black beer, and there's what's called white beer. Black beer is the beer, the barley malt that is not at all fermented, and white beer is what we call beer, which has alcohol in it. So he said there's a mila, people used to drink black beer also. He said there's a mila in sheikhar that is white beer as opposed to black beer because it intoxicates, which is one of the shittis that we said beforehand. The Al-Khistan says that beer has, that Hamar Medina has to have the alcohol content. That's regarding beer. So it could be, it'll depend on the country, that maybe in Germany it will drink more beer than it'll be considered Hamar Medina, but we're here referring to Eretz Yisrael. What about fruit juices, orange juice, or other grapefruit juices, pure, freshly squeezed natural juices? So in Hilchos Shabbos B'Shabbos, Rav Moshe Moritz B'Kar, he says that he spoke to B'Yashiv about it, and he told B'Yashiv that in America and in Europe, if you have a guest who comes to your house, you want to give him a nice drink, and you want something cold to drink, you give him a glass of freshly squeezed orange juice. And therefore, he wants to say that that will have the din of Chamar Medina, because you're being mechabed in Oyech with it. And Eliyashu says that if that's the case, then that is taka considered Chamar Medina. So a fresh glass of Tropicana would be considered Chamar Medina. In Eretz Yisrael, they don't drink it like they do in Europe and America. So what are we going to do about that? So Eliyashu said a fascinating thing. He said that really, everybody in Eretz Yisrael wants to have a fresh glass of orange juice. The problem is that the cost is prohibitive. It's very expensive. So therefore, most people can't afford it. Really, inherently, this is Chamar Medina. People enjoy it, and if one would have it, they would be mechabed in Arich. The problem is they can't afford it. Zakto b'yashiv, that can still be considered Chamar Medina in Eretz Yisrael. And the source for this is the Shulchan Aruch HaRav in Siddur Kuf Pei Beis, Ois Gimel. He's talking over there in Hilchos Berachos HaMazon, Lagabe Benching, about Mei Dvash, about Med, and he says that it's called Chamar Medina. People don't drink it. It's only because they can't afford it. But if they'll be able to afford it, avad they would drink it. So the B'yashiv says that mitz tapuzim and other fruit juices would be considered chamar medina. Chacham Avadia in Yabi Yomer Chela Gimel Simin Yotas is a very lengthy tshuva, and he says that anybody who uses it, he's being moist Yishem Shemayim Levatala. He argues, and he says that it's not considered chamar medina. The Chazon Ish was mistopping in it. So we have a hero over here from Rabbi Yashiv B'Shem Rav Moshe Mark Lekarp that pure fruit juice would be considered chamar medina. Now, what about coffee or tea? Water, it says lahedya in the Shulchan Aruch in a couple of places, that water is not considered chamar medina, even in a place where that is the staple, where that is the main drink. So what about coffee or tea? So coffee or tea is different than stam water because we take the tea and the coffee and we actually cook it into the water, and the water now changes into a davar mevushel that has the coffee and tea in it. What's the biggest raya? In the morning, before davening, somebody gets up, he wants to give himself kayach, he'll have a coffee or a tea to give himself kayach. You see that it's a chash of a drink. A person doesn't drink just l'tzimoyin to quench his thirst, he drinks it for its inherent qualities. So, according to many paiskim, coffee or tea could be considered chamar medina. Rabbi Falk, in Tshuvas Machzil Yo, Chilik Aleph, Simon Lamed Aleph, says a fascinating thing. He says that it depends on the country you're in. If people in your country drink coffee only with milk and sugar, then you have to use milk and sugar in order for it to be considered chamar medina. If you drink a black coffee in a place where they drink it with milk and sugar, black coffee will not be considered chamar medina. And he says, he brings a maisa from Rav Naftali HaKohen Shekovitzki, brought from Geitzer, who somebody made Havdalah Matzah Shabbos on
tea.
Coffee or tea without milk, and he made him make Havdalah over again, and he said he wasn't Yotzer. The Maaseh Aruch HaShulchan in Simen Reish Ayin Beis clearly says that one could make Havdalah on sweetened tea and even milk. The Aderes in his Hagoyis to the Sefer Archas Chaim also quotes many Chashev Ga'onim that their minig was to make Havdalah on tea or coffee. Rav Shlomo Zalman, it says that could be it's not Kedai because then you're getting yourself involved in a whole other Shailah in Simen Reish Yud. The Mishnah Berurah, Sivkan Aleph, wants to know if you have a hot drink, how quick do you have to drink it? What's the shear of Kedai Achilas Pras, Lagabi Brach HaKoreda? Do you have to drink it while it's hot? Because that's the way that you drink coffee. People want hot coffee. But the problem is if it's hot, you don't finish the shear within Kedai Achilas Pras. Or do you have to wait till it cools down? And then you could drink it, but if you wait till it cools down, then maybe it doesn't have the shem anymore of chamar medina. So he says that perhaps it's not such a good eitzah. Rav Moshe Shtambach in Shuvas Van Hogas Chelik Dal Simen Ayin Zayin quotes his brother-in-law, Rav David Soloveitchik, who says that his father, the Brisker Rav, sometimes v'shas hatzarich would tell them that they could use tea or coffee for Havdalah as chamar medina. Now what about milk? The Mishnah Berurah brings the Birkei Yosef, who says that milk is not considered chamar medina. The Aruch HaShulchan that we quoted before and says milk is considered chamar medina. So the Mishnah Berurah Lamaisa quotes the Birkei Yosef that milk would not be considered chamar medina. The Tzitz Eliezer in Chelik Ches Simen Tazayin says also be'ez hatzarech one could use milk as chamar medina. Rav Shlomo Zalman says that people drink milk not to quench their thirst, but they drink milk because they think it's healthy. All the nutrients in milk, vitamins, iron, that's important, and that's why. He says it's a mashke briusi. It's a health drink. It's not a drink that you want to be mechabit somebody because it's a chash of a drink. They're drinking it for the health aspect of life, and therefore Shlomo Zalman says that it's not considered chamar medina. So coming back to the shayla of the lady who asked the Beis HaLevi if she could use milk, so in Hanami, the Mishnah Berurah quotes the Birkei Yosef that you can't, but Aruch HaShulchan says that the minig was many gedolei oilam did use milk, and the Tzitz Eliezer says that the Shas HaTzorich you could. So Lule the Beis HaLevi wouldn't have had any money. Perhaps we could have found a makom to say that Chalav would be considered Chamar Medina, and Mirtz Hashem we should all be zaycha to v'noich Hashem and Azvachem and Absachem. Я не знаю, что я не могу, 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 я